Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All right, hour number two. Good to have you with us. A little bit late in getting the hour started. That's my fault. My bad. I went to AA a little bit too late there. But that's okay. That's why, you know, local radio is, a lot of times better than national radio because you're not necessarily subject to a hard clock. Got to do better. That's my fault on that. But, you know. We have time to play. All right, 1-0 Tigers over the Cleveland Guardians. The Guards. Yep. Nobody talks about the name change up there. That's what I hear. That's what my boots on the ground sources tell me. They just worry about good baseball. That's it. Ah, yeah. Tarik Skubal on the mound for the Tigers, who just, again, collapsed down the stretch. But here they are, ironically, against a team that they collapsed to on the road. You know, and in some ways, it probably feels like a three-game series, just with a lot more at stake. All right, so we'll keep you up to date on that. Cubs, Padres, an hour away. So here's what I wanted to get into real quick, and then we can talk about what I talked about in the first hour, too much oversaturation in football, too much bad product, quite honestly. Joe Witt. So many of you are blaming him largely, exclusively, overwhelmingly, what have you. Everybody has their right to feel however they want. I used to call people stupid and dumb and this, that, and the other thing for having a different opinion. I've really, 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 A, matured, and B, tried to tone down the rhetoric because I see the horrible examples that are being set on a daily basis by the leaders of this country. And I realize how much bad rhetoric can lead to really bad feelings. So now I'll spar, I'll jab, you know, occasionally I'll land a haymaker, but I found a way to lower the tone, to lower the temperature. So while I feel that anybody that thinks the defensive problems on the Washington Commanders are largely, overwhelmingly, exclusively against Joe Witt, while I feel that is completely wrong, and I'm not going to change, and I'm not going to hide that, and I have lots of proof as to why it's not, I just say, you want to think like that? Go right ahead. You're allowed to. It's free country. You're misguided. You're wrong. I'd love to have a good, intelligent, passionate argument with you, but you can think however you want to think. But here's what I'm interested in. Because there's many of you that I encountered on Twitter and, you know, through plenty of calls to the show yesterday and so on and so forth, and on Sunday, many of you are upset and many of you are doing the blame game on Joe Witt Jr. specifically. I wanted to know, not just Sunday, But overall, 21 regular season games and 3 postseason games. How much blame for the overall defensive issues and defensive problems do you give to Joe Witt? So say, like, instead of scale of 1 to 10, just say 100%. You can go anywhere from 0 to 100%. You have 21 regular season games worth of data and 3 postseason games. What say you? What percentage do you blame on Joe Witt, with 100 being the worst? Is it 80%, 90%, 70%, whatever percent? And why? And again, that's a large sample size. We gave you the numbers that Nikki Javala pulled up yesterday and True Media from games 1 through 4 last year versus games 1 through 4 this year, and they're similar in a lot of ways. They've made a dramatic improvement in their run defense, and they've had a major regression, at least in my opinion, the way I see it, in their pass coverage. And that's because their secondary right now absolutely stinks. Outside of Will Harris, who got hurt, and Trey Amos, who is a rookie and has had some good moments and a couple of tough moments, but for the most part, pretty good moments. So, and we could go into all the numbers that you want, but what we know is this defense has not improved enough to ask it to single-handedly win you a game. And probably no football team single-handedly wins games on a consistent basis with just one unit, offense, defense, special teams. Last year, I heard over and over and over and over and over and over again, the only reason why the Commanders won 12 games and then 2 playoff games is because their offense had nothing at all to do with their defense, which of course is categorically untrue. Now, did the offense do more to help than the defense? Sure, absolutely. It was built that way too. They invested a number 2 overall pick, not to mention plenty of other assets, and continued to double down on those assets this offseason. They've added defensive pieces, Javon Kinlaw specifically. You want to say Jacob Martin, okay. Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu last offseason. You want to say Marshawn Lattimore midway through last season. They've added to the defense. I don't think they've pumped up the defense quite like they've pumped up the offense. But that's okay, too. It's an offensive points-driven league. I don't have a problem so far with their philosophy. I can't help but think how much better this defense would be if Chase Young, Fedarian Mathis, Jamin Davis, or Emmanuel Forbes, if one of those four actually hit, actually stayed around and made a positive impact, and none of them did. Now, have there been offensive failures too? Jahan Dotson, yes, absolutely. Antonio Gibson, yes, absolutely. But you get my point. We talk about depth. We talk about overcoming injuries. We talk about, hey man, why isn't Marshawn Lattimore as good as he once used to be? Or why don't they do something radical like, I don't know, bench Marshawn Lattimore? And then I turn around and I ask, well, who would you like to play instead of Marshawn Lattimore? Well, I don't care who they play. Put Mikey Sandra still on the outside. Put Noah in the slot. Okay. That makes some sense. makes some sense. What happens if one of those guys then goes down? I mean, I guess you could bring back Marshawn Lattimore, sure. So you're paying $18 million a year to a guy sitting on the bench because he's not as good as you thought, or as his reputation, or as he used to be? I got news for you. Even though Marshawn Lattimore has been a disappointment, I'd still do that trade because they didn't have anything. They had Benjamin St. Juice and Emmanuel Forbes. Oh, that was another name that I forgot to toss into the failure category. I mean, him less than the others, because at least he made somewhat of an impact. But the others were complete flops. Chase, after his first year, obviously was a complete flop. My point being is, this defense is not built to shut anybody down. All you can do, I believe, is hope to contain. You can't stop. You can hope to contain. And when you have a talent base and a system and a structure that is built on containment instead of built for success, ultimate success, and built with ultimate talent and depth, a lot of times you're going to have to survive, scratch, fight, claw, what have you. And what happens when you have injuries, and what happens when you go against teams that are operating on all cylinders on a given day, is you're going to look bad. Especially if you don't have the ultimate kryptonite, which is the ability to turn the ball over. As I said yesterday, as I said earlier this season, as I said all throughout the offseason, this team needed 24 takeaways, 1.5 per game. They have one through four games. One. Yeah, they have a couple of near ones. Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. That's the ultimate recipe. It's not firing the defensive coordinator. It's not benching Marshawn Lattimore. It's not getting somebody that's not ready to play in for Bobby Wagner. It's getting takeaways. Hard thing to rely on, but when you are built the way they're built, you have to rely on it. And I'm going to give you a little taste of exactly what is missing. For those of you that forgot, when we return, and then we'll knock down all your calls, because I see you. AP, Rick, Birdie, we're getting to you right after this on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's a good thing you didn't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial, boys and girls. Don't touch that dial. Yeah. All right. Before we get to the calls and before I give you that nugget that I just promised you like literally 30 seconds ago, all of our football talk right here on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can count always on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. The Commanders and Chargers, I believe that's a CBS game. I believe, but I'm not 100% sure. Now that they've mixed up all the networks, I rarely check, but I believe that's a CBS and Paramount Plus game. Double check on that. All right, here's the number that I wanted to give you. The Commanders forced 17 takeaways in 17 regular season games last year and one in four games. So that's 18 in 21 regular season games. In 3 years as a defensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys. Now, he was the defensive coordinator, and Joe Witt Jr. was a defensive assistant, passing game coordinator, secondary, all that, which was very much part of it. From 2021 through 2023, the Cowboys created 93 takeaways in the regular season. Far and away, the best in the NFL. 93, 59 passes, 34 fumble recoveries. The Bills were second during that three-year period, another defensive-minded head coach, Sean McDermott, with 80, 54 interceptions, and 26 fumble recoveries. The Cowboys, during that three-year period, also had turnovers turn into touchdowns 15 times during that stretch. So 15 times over 3 years. That's five touchdowns a year. That's not a scheme problem. That's an execution problem. You want to know why? The scheme is the same. It's a player issue. It's a player problem. It's a luck issue as well. Sometimes turnovers, takeaways are luck. They almost had two on the first drive. They did finally get one. This is not a Joe Witt problem. Joe Witt is partially to blame, so is Dan Quinn, so is anybody. Whenever something goes wrong, everybody shares in the blame. For those of you that constantly just want to isolate it to one person, you're wrong. It's not one player, it's not one position group, it's not one coordinator, it's not one head. You're wrong. All of them obviously share in the blame. But if you're looking for one thing that has been a major problem here in Washington in 21 regular season games, it's 18 takeaways, especially when you consider what these gentlemen did with different players for 3 years in Dallas. It's that simple. It's that simple. All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's get out to my guy, the Birdman, on line one in Baltimore, because I know he's going to want to chime in on everything that I've talked about, but also his Ravens, who are limping into week five. Hello, Birdie.
You know, Chris, I would have called you yesterday, but I was literally in a hospital in shock treatment they had me at because of that devastating past 2 weeks that we've had. You know, it was brutal. I'll get into that in a minute. But this just in from Long Island, I did check in, and there is one person that we both know that wants football around the clock. They're in favor of expansion. They're in favor of more international games. They want football 24/7 and all of the WWE that he could handle. And that's our boy, Freddie, because he likes his ass cheeks planted to his couch.
Oh, yes, he does.
So he's ready for it. He's ready.
I mean, listen, if there was any, you're right, if there was anyone, and if there was anyone that could defy everything about my first hour, it would be our pal Fred, who, again, he doesn't, you know, I often talk about how Commanders fans have their burgundy and gold pom-poms surgically attached to their wrists and their ass cheeks. Fred's ass cheeks are permanently sewn to his couch. So, yes, he would love more football every day of the week so he could fall asleep to it. I need a break because I, you know, I actually have a life and other interests.
Yeah, you and me both.
Yeah.
So, look, I will trade you Joe Witt for Zach Orr.
Zach. I almost call him Lewis Orr. Zach Orr, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, so any Commander fan that wants to make that trade, you just call the old bird up, and I'll trade you, because with our talent that we have on defense, just littered with number one picks, and how they cannot stop anything, that's atrocious. And I don't know if you got the news I shared with you. Lamar's out 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay.
Yeah, so he's out 2 to 3 weeks.
I mean, Matt Biquet's out for the year. Marlon Humphrey has a hamstring, right? He's out for a couple of weeks. Roquan Smith got a hamstring. He's out for a couple of weeks. I mean, all you can do at this point is not fire Harbaugh. Like, you want to fire Harbaugh?
No, I want to fire Harbaugh. That's what I'm calling
Right, I know. You want to leave him in Kansas City and stuff him like a pig and then put him on a spit and barbecue him. All you can do is hope that, like, by week 9, week 10, the Ravens are semi-healthy and are, I don't know, 4-6 and still Chris, have a shot.
Chris, remember how you ran Flutie out of Buffalo? I need you to channel that energy and run Harbaugh out of Baltimore for me, because some of the atrocious calls that he have done over even just the past 2 years, hell, let's just take Sunday. 3rd and 1, you don't have Derrick Henry on the field, and then you're going to go for it again on 4th and 1, and you still don't have him on the field. They're treating him like, I don't even know. There's a second-rate running back instead of a co-star. So some of those calls are absolutely atrocious, and sometimes you don't need to even, you know, run him. It's the threat of running him so they can play action off of that. Well, so, yeah, I blame Harbaugh.
Well, here's the thing. When you fumble 3 times in 3 games, you might have lost a little bit of faith.
But
And starting this Sunday, you're going to get plenty of Derrick Henry and plenty of nine-man boxes.
But Chris, at some point, though, and you know this, you say, hey, Derrick Henry is a Hall of Fame back.
I got you.
Okay. You know what? He fumbled 3 times. And actually, the 3rd fumble, that was a damn good football play.
Yeah.
They punched it out of him. So I can't even blame him for that. But, yeah, at some point, you just have to trust him. And to give him, what was it, 8 handoffs? I don't know. It was atrocious what they gave him in that game.
Yeah.
And,
no, you know, I got you. I mean, but they were trailing the whole game. I mean, you know, I again, Like, this is part of the problem, right? When it rains, it pours. He's fumbling in close games in big situations that have cost them games. And on top, but he's, your 1A best player. And now you're without your other co-best player and without an entire defense and without others. And now you're just kind of like trying to pick up the pieces. So that's what I'm saying. Like, the Ravens, look. The Commanders and the Chargers and the Dolphins and the Giants all have key injuries, right? Everybody's got a bunch of injuries, but specifically those teams. It's about treading water. It's about staying afloat. It's about stabilizing the ship, maybe winning a game or two that, you know, probably you shouldn't win. And if you can, again, keep yourself alive and somewhat in reaching distance by week 10, week 11, week 12, hopefully you get healthy and you got a shot in December, and you'll be singing a different tune.
I'm going to say something right now. And AMAC, run tape. Chris, for the first time publicly, I'm saying this.
Well, this is very
you were right.
Ah,
you were right.
Ah!
Okay.
Yeah, definitely run tape on that.
You know, because the Ravens at this point are a fraud. Lamar Jackson, I don't know what goes on with him in big football games. Maybe Kansas City's his kryptonite.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Hey, AMAC says we're both old because we want to run tape.
Oh, they don't run tape no more? It's all digital.
Yeah, it's all digital.
Yeah, well,
yeah, you know that.
Welcome to the future.
Yeah, I mean, reel-to-reel and razor blades and all that stuff that I used to do when I was a young buck in my career. It doesn't work anymore.
Hey, AMAC, I know who Bad Bunny is, okay, without WWE.
Okay.
So I'm not that old.
I know who Bad Bunny is.
You've walked away from the category
like
of that Rooster finds
himself
in.
Yeah, all right, enough. Bertie, I got to let you go because I'm way late. I appreciate you. Good luck to your Ravens. Have fun with that. I mean, listen.
Now you're late. All of a sudden, you're late.
Hey, listen, I took accountability for the 2 o'clock mishap. That's not on you. That's on me.
No, I just like how that, like, when you find yourself isolated against me and Birdman, and you're like, oh, I'm late. Got to let you go, Birdman.
Well, I mean, would you rather have Linnell hosting this show instead of me? Would you rather do that?
I was just telling Linnell that I think you and him should, like, do stuff more often.
I mean, we did that all last year before you became a part of the team.
I know. It's like
we almost killed each other.
Oh. Yeah. Did you really?
Well, I mean, he can be infuriating.
Okay.
he's getting mad. 231, Team 980. We got to take a quick timeout. I've got that breaking news on the Commanders right here, right now. Let's give it to you. Oh, I just saw who's calling the Commanders Chargers game. I might have to make a phone call. Ooh. All right. Breaking news right here, right now. First of all, it is a Fox game, not a CBS game, and Ronald Eugene Rivera is on the call for Sports USA National Radio of the Chargers and the Commanders this Sunday in La La Land. Meanwhile, the Commanders have added to their practice squad multiple reports saying Robbie Chosen, a.k.a. formerly Robbie Anderson, has been signed to, again, the Commanders practice squad. He's 32 years old, 380 career receptions, 122 regular season games, only 25 over the last three has been standing notes, spending time with the Panthers, Cardinals, Dolphins. He also was with the Jets at one point. So that's a roster move for you there on a Tuesday afternoon. Certainly nothing so far to help out the embattled defense for the 2-2 Commanders. Meanwhile, hockey, a week away, the Capitals going to get Tom Wilson and John Carlson in the lineup tonight for a preseason game in Columbus, but the Minnesota Wild have signed Kirill Kiprusov, one of their stud, to an NHL record $136 million extension. That beats a guy you may have heard of, Alex Ovechkin's $124 million, and on an average annual basis, Leon Draisaitl of Edmonton at $14 million per year. And the baseball playoffs underway. One game going on right now. One game to come at 3 o'clock. That's the Cubs and Padres at Wrigley Field, at Progressive Field in Cleveland. It's 1-1 between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Guardians in the fifth inning. And that's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The shenanigans during the break. Linnell and I practicing pass rush moves, three-point stance, swim moves, rip club, and Cowboy B turning everything into a provocative, unnecessary exchange. And then AMAC just going right along with it. All of them ganging up on me. Terrible. All right, back to the phones. We have to restore some sanity around here, which is sad when we have to count on the
can you
phone
tell,
calls.
Can you at least tell the audience what you said?
What did I say?
I don't want to repeat it.
You want me to get into it? All right,
I mean,
Linnell tried an inside rip on me, and I was the right tackle, right? And he was the left defensive end. He was Dorrance Armstrong. I was Josh Connerly. And he tried an inside rip, and I got beat initially, and I countered with a shove of my right hand to his shoulder and back. And I said, I'm going to ride you out. Meaning, and technically it was the wrong vernacular because I was actually pushing him in as opposed to riding him out like on a loop, as you're taught as an offensive tackle. But when somebody takes an inside move, you have to still adjust to that. So I said, I'm going to ride him out. And I know we obviously bust on Linnell chops for good reason, because he's very bustable on. Anyway, so I said I was going to ride him out, and Cowboy B just lost it. The little immature component of this show. I mean, there is nothing but maturity on this side of the glass. Cowboy B just brings us down to a level of that I'm I just can't tolerate.
Okay.
I mean, I might have to make an executive decision here. I might have to bench him.
That's a lovely fantasy you have that you're somehow above all of this. Very funny. But listen, we all know what riding someone out is. Just your tone.
Oh, you all know that?
We know what it means, but it's just your tone.
What do you think
tone.
It means?
Exactly what you just did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's just your tone with things like this.
And I know we obviously bust on Linnell chops.
You see the cadence
for
there?
Good reason, because he's very bustable on. Yeah, because I'm thinking to myself, wait a second, can I say that? Should I say another word? Should I say a word that we probably shouldn't say on the radio? That kind of thing. So you hear that cadence in my voice.
Yeah. Right. As you bust on Linnell.
Yeah. He's very capable of being...
Listen, man, I think it
jabbed at.
I don't think you should take it personally. It's just, you know, an endearing characteristic that you
again,
have.
Again, I think
that causes me and B to laugh.
I think currently the immaturity level, and like if you were doing a scales of justice, immaturity versus maturity, I think the scales of justice would be like hitting the floor over on that side of the glass. Hmm. Over here, we're trying to do a radio show. We are trying to get after things. We are trying to break things down. We are trying to analyze why the Commanders suck.
Wait. Wait, what did we spend the first hour talking about again?
How bad the football games were and how much...
Exactly. Exactly.
It's a fair point. All right, let's get back to it on the phones. Let's go to Rick in North Carolina. What's up, Rick? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Bruce? How you doing?
How are you, Rick?
I'm doing good. I forgot the topic. Was it about Joe Witt?
Yeah, it was about Joe Witt and how much, you know, overall through, let's just say, 21 regular season games, 3 postseason games, you know, how much you blame him for the lack of progression in the defense.
Okay, well, my spin on is I'm going to include Dan Quinn on it, too. The way I look at it, Rooster, Dan Quinn, his last game with Dallas, they got gutted by Green Bay. Now, what has the defense really done under Dan Quinn and Joe Witt since then?
Since coming here, you mean?
Yeah, well, since coming, that's the thing that sticks in my mind. I mean, what is he? It's not like he's been. He had a top. I don't know if Dallas' defense was top 10 or not. I know they were top in turnovers.
Yeah, their rankings were all over the place. I mean, but they had what people considered to be a good regular season defense. I can get you all the rankings. That's neither here nor there. Your point is, since they've come here with obviously Quinn as the head coach and Witt as the defensive coordinator, which was not the exact same role, they have not fixed the defense. And you're right. I cannot deny that. They have not fixed the defense. They have fixed components of the defense, but as they fixed the run defense this year, they somehow, I guess through their own stupidity or cluelessness, they somehow have let the dams open on the pass defense. So any progress that they've made stopping the run, which they have made progress, 30-plus yards a game, any progress they've made there has been neutralized or negated by the fact that they can't that the pass defense is way worse than it was last year. And on top of that, and this goes back to what I was saying, is if you have 18 turnovers or takeaways in 21 regular season games, man, in this league, that ain't good enough. That isn't even close to being good enough.
It's not. And I was listening to someone earlier that the Jacksonville Jaguars had 13 turnovers in the first 4 games of this year.
That's pretty incredible. I'll look that up. I wasn't aware of that, but that's pretty incredible, right? I mean, if you think about it, you're right. 13, 9 interceptions, 4 fumble recoveries, 13 takeaways in 4 games. That's insane.
Yeah, 13. It just seems like our reaction to turn like on Sunday we could have had 2 more turnovers, but it just seemed like we just we're just not around the ball, or we just don't react quick enough that, I mean, you know, those two turnovers, if we had gotten them, we probably would have won the game scoring 27 points. But it just seems like we're just not there around the ball when it does hit the ground.
Well, or, you know, part of it is when they're close, they're not squeezing it. Like Trey Amos had a pass breakup against Las Vegas in which he perfectly jumped it right and it kind of bounced all around and he just couldn't come down with it. On the first drive of the game, they had two plays back-to-back inside the red zone where they could have come away with a turnover, didn't. One was a fumble, one was a near interception. But I would also say this. What I've noticed and what I said yesterday and what was kind of the theme of the defensive breakdown yesterday is they're so far away when they're playing zone and they're not good enough in man that they're close enough that I think a lot of this is, again, proximity. Like, you have to, in order to create takeaways, you've got to be in the right spot. They're often not in the right spot. And whether that's miscommunication, speed, or the combination of both, they're not in the right spot in zone, certainly, and also in a lot of times, man.
Yeah, that's a good point. I never considered that. You're right. It does seem like when the ball, if it hits the ground, it's like we're not there. You know, we're so far away that everybody else gets there before we do. And then plus, we're not very fast or quick as a defense either. Yeah. So it's a lot of components. Yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't put it all on Joe Witt. I give Dan. I say 30-30-30 with the coaches and players, and you divvy up the.
I mean, you're saying 60% between DQ and Joe Witt. Listen, I think that's too much, but I get your point, and I appreciate the phone call. It's a good one. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Stevie Ray. Hang on, Stevie Ray. Let's go to Sage in Ashburn next up on line 7 there. Sage, how are you?
Hey, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Sage. What's going on?
Good. So I appreciated the conversation you had earlier about just being suffocated by you know, all the NFL games and all that stuff, because so I'm 40, I have two little kids, and I feel like a lot of joy has been sucked out of me. But the one thing that remained steady was my love for the NFL. And I feel like I've sort of just stopped enjoying watching it, including, you know, the Commanders or Redskins. And I feel sad about it. And I'm pissed about it. And
Why would you say that is, Sage, though? And it varies for everybody, right? I'm old and I'm tired. And I'll admit that. I love football, but I get tired of it. Like, it's just too much. So why would you say for you, because you said you're 40, I'm 11 years older. I don't know how old your kids are, but obviously, you know, taking care of your kids is the number one priority. But why would you say it is for you?
So I think it's just, again, the amount of games being played, the officiating is just different than, you know, when we were younger, and like every 5 minutes the game is being stopped because of a flag, and you're like, illegal shift? What? Like, what are you, like, the offensive lineman was 5 yards down? Like, what is this?
Yeah.
I don't understand. This is supposed to, I don't like this anymore. And I think it's a combination of just multiple things. I will just tell you that I used to look forward to Sundays. I used to get butterflies in my stomach, and that sort of, and then I'm a physician, so I had to work on Sundays sometimes, and I would find a way to tune into every Redskins game in the hospital or whatever, and I just have stopped doing that. And it's not because the Redskins have been bad for so long.
Okay, I was just going to ask, did that have anything to do with
anything? I used to like watching other games, too. I used to love watching big games.
Gotcha.
And so anyway, I just really appreciated your honesty about that, because that sort of has happened to me, and I was sort of trying to figure out why. And then you hear about Brazil and Spain and all these things, you know, they insert politics into it, and you're like, stop.
The international game thing, can I call you Doc? I mean, right? Because you're a doctor, you said?
No. Just call me Sage.
Okay.
Yeah, call me
Sage. The international games drive me absolutely bonkers. Again, it's too much, but like you put these teams in like this foreign country and everything's out of whack. And I know the Steelers-Vikings game was fairly entertaining the other day, and ultimately it's football on a football field, but it's just everything about it seems wrong. Everything about growing the game globally, not to expose the game to new audience, but to make money seems wrong about it. Nothing feels right about it.
Yeah, but Chris, if you think about it, we're relatively in the same age range,
yep.
And everything in life sort of has turned to crap when you think about it, unless you've had some like awakening to God, which I haven't had, but those are the only people that I feel like are happier. But everything just kind of has gone to crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Including the NFL. So,
yeah.
And I think it's like this, it's a global issue. In terms of like, let me talk about the Joe Witt defense thing. I think he's partly to blame. I think I actually would have appreciated Adam Peters getting some better free agents on defense. He spent a lot of, he got, what's his name? Debo and Tunsil and all
yep.
this stuff on offense. But the offense was amazing last year. The
mm-hmm.
defense was the issue. Our offense had to score 30 plus points
yep.
to win games. And I wish he would have just focused a little bit more on the defense. They're still bad on turnovers. They're still bad at the rush defense. You're playing Atlanta. Like, figure it out. Your rush defense sucked last year. Do something different.
Love it.
And then third downs last year was crap, and it's still crap.
Yep.
So, like, I would, yes, I blame him partly, but I also blame Dan Quinn, and I blame, like, why everyone's saying this, but Wagner, like, what are you, just because you like him as a person doesn't mean he needs to be on the field. And I feel that way about Terry McLaurin, too. He's a great guy. But is he really an elite receiver? Everyone knows in D.C. he was overpaid. Everybody does.
Yeah.
So, Daron Payne, what's his name? Daron Payne. Josh Allen, same thing. Oh, rah-rah before every game.
But Jonathan Allen. Jonathan Allen.
Like, yeah. Jonathan Allen, yes. Everyone loved him. You hyped us up. Nobody cares about that stuff anymore.
I got you. I mean, I can hear the frustration. And I'm glad. I got to let you run. I appreciate the phone call. It's a great call. Make sure you call back again. Sage, thank you very much. But I would say this. Adam Peters not getting enough of the blame. There is no doubt. I mean, made a bad trade so far for Marshawn Lattimore. And re-signed Bobby Wagner, even though, again, I had no problem with doing that. But there's got to be another plan. And if the other plan is the three guys that they brought in here, Jordan McGee, Tyler Owens, Kahu, Aho, whatever the hell his name is, they're not playing. Or they're not ready. Or they're not contributing. They drafted Dominique Campton. He didn't even make it one full year. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. More of your calls coming up. Stay with us on the Team 980. All right, I butchered the clock last hour, so I'm going to not be able to take a call here. But we will give everybody a fair chance after 3 o'clock. We'll just go as quickly as we can so we can get everybody in without ridiculous wait times. But I appreciate you being patient. Matt Martin just tweeted me and asked me if I saw something, and I had not, and it's not good news. Unfortunately, sad passing, Lawrence Moten, one of the greatest players in Syracuse Orange basketball history and a Washington, D.C. resident. And, of course, played at, he played his high school ball here at Archbishop Carroll High School. Unfortunately, he has passed away at the age of 53. For those of you that don't know, again about him, again, went to high school here, Syracuse, in the midst of an NCAA investigation, stayed at Syracuse, went to a prep school to qualify academically, averaged 18.2 points per game per game as a freshman, helping Syracuse to the 92 NCAA tournament. Moten was found apparently. Unfortunately, dead in his Washington, D.C. home earlier this morning. by his daughter, Laurencia, according to the story that I'm reading. 53 years old. Just terrible. Just terrible. So sad. So obviously, prayers, you know, and thoughts to his family and friends. I didn't know Lawrence at all. I can't tell you, that we had any kind of relationship or anything. But, God, it's frightening when you see people at 53. And I know people die younger. I got it. But, 53 is it's almost what I am.
I went to Carroll, actually.
You did?
High school.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So did you, as you were going there, did you hear a lot about him or?
The name Moton sounds familiar. I want to say the gym was named after him.
Okay. That probably makes sense.
I can't remember, though. Don't quote me on that. Yeah. But I want to say the gym was named after him.
That probably makes sense. Rest in peace, Lawrence Moton, dead at the age of 53. All right. 258-1890. We'll take a quick timeout. Again, don't go anywhere. Very quick breaks. All your calls coming up, nothing but calls. 301-230-0980. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.